Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ellen is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, God's Beloved.
A reading from the Good News according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. "What are you looking for?" he asked them. And what was their response? It was another question. "Rabbi, where are you staying?" Andrew and his companion had apparently been searching for a while. They'd been hanging out with John the Baptist, listening, no doubt, and looking to see what they could learn from him. Their attention was piqued by John's pointing out Jesus as the Lamb of God. They were curious to know what that could mean, Lamb of God. So they turned from John and began to follow Jesus. Jesus noticed them right away and asked them what they were looking for. In other words, why they were following him. And that question evoked their own. They wanted to know where Jesus was staying. The succinct exchange continued when Jesus invited them to come and see. And so they did. They stayed with him for a while, and their lives were utterly transformed. Andrew lost no time in spreading the word. He immediately found his brother Simon and drew him into the circle, describing this extraordinary man as the Messiah, or Christ. Jesus was, for them, the long-awaited Savior who would finally draw them into another kind of life that came to be called the reign of God. Simon soon became Peter, the rock on whom Christ would found his community of love. But let's go back for a moment to the answer that was really a question. "Rabbi, where are you staying?" It is so typical of John's gospel, isn't it? Sometimes we hear resting or abiding or remaining or even dwelling. Isn't it really about finding a home? Finding a home, a place where we can belong, a place where we will be loved. And isn't that what every person is really looking for? A place where we can be safe and secure, a place where we can be ourselves and feel accepted, acknowledged, loved. Henry Nouwen tells us, and I quote, "The mystical life, the life of the heart, originates in God at the very beginning of our existence. We belong to God from the moment of our conception. We are born in intimate communion with God, who created us in love. And we will die into the loving arms of God, who loves us with an everlasting love." Unquote. What are you looking for? Where are you going to stay?